Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Bid Nerds, your daily nerd on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. We're not doing that today. We're going to do a quick recap of Luftgekultz. Were you there? We were. We had a great time. Michael Deeb, you hosted a whole bunch of ancillary events. Tell us all about it. What happened with Luftgekultz this year?
Dude, I tell you what, I actually think it was a pretty huge success. And there were, you know, just we knew it was going to be a larger event and more inclusive, as Luft has taken a lot of flack for turning down people and turning people away. So they put a great sort of abandoned industrial warehouse facility where they used to build battleships and maintain submarines for the military a half a century ago on Mare Island. And what we discovered was, not only was it a large lot that could hold a lot of cars, but there just was backdrop after backdrop after backdrop to take incredible photos and create just a really dope industrial scene with all these incredible air-cooled cars from all over, everywhere except LA, as it seems. But we'll get into that in a minute. So I would say that Luft exceeded expectations and turned out they pulled it together and pulled off a really great event. It was actually easy to get in and get out. And, you know, we waited a little bit, like you got right through the staging line. Yuri and I waited for like 45 minutes. But other than that, then, you know, I think it was pretty easy to get in and out of the building. It was easy to get out of Vallejo and to Mare Island. Bathrooms were easy. Food was easy. Just the whole thing was great. And then we saw a ton of people that we knew and found some incredible cars and an incredible space at Mare Island. I understand that they started renovating a lot of these old military buildings about 10, 15 years ago. And when Luft 9 was held on Saturday, they had 7,000 spectators come through. And that made it the largest attended event on Mare Island since the renovations about a decade ago. So it was a huge success. And I had a great time. I think our crew had a great time. The weekend was spectacular, you know, having everybody to dinner at the cafe. And then the drive on Friday and Rafi and Yuri opening up the pit stop for us to have a private event with Alejandro played music and spun some classic hip hop. And we had Nathan Kark bring some barbecue, some catered barbecue. And my wife, Esther, set up an old fashioned station and we ran through a bottle of Buffalo Trace. And just the whole thing was, dude, it was epic, absolutely epic. But Mare Island and Luft pulled one out of the hat, and that was great. I would say it's second only to the Universal Studio, but a lot closer second than I think any of us would have imagined. I know I didn't go to Luft 3, and I imagine that the fingerprints of Luft 3 were on this one with the buildings and the backdrop. You were at Luft 3, so you can maybe say that Luft 3 was better, but for the ones I've been to starting at 4, this was the second coolest one I went to.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's apples and oranges. I don't think it's fair to compare, like, any show to Luft 3. Luft 3 was just something else entirely because it was, you know, and I said that at this event, even said it at Luft 6. I mean, Luft 6 was the greatest single car show of all time because of the sheer spectacle of it all. It wasn't necessarily the most fun. I mean, not that it wasn't, but like Luft 3 was like, I'm going to say one of the more significant car shows, certainly of all time, because it kind of created all this other stuff. But, you know, and did I have a better time at Luft 3 than I did at this one? Well, yeah, I guess, but
for
not
different
really.
Reasons.
It's just a different thing, right? You know, it's just, it's not fair to compare the two. Like the first Radwood was kind of neat, but the second Radwood was actually the most fun car show of all time, you know? And every subsequent Radwood has been kind of neat, but they've never been able to recapture what they were able to do at the second one, the one in LA, the first one in LA. So I don't know. I mean, this show was really great. This show was just a blast. I think it really was executed well. I don't want to be negative at all. I don't want to be like, oh, they didn't really, you know, lay it out. It wasn't that particularly special the way it was laid out. I mean, the buildings were kind of cool and the way the cars were and stuff like that. Okay.
I was laughing at you being on our show saying, I don't want to be negative because like, that's kind of your,
that's
shtick,
kind of my shtick, it? Right? Yeah. Everybody knows me. But like in this particular situation, there's no reason to knock this show. I don't think it's a shark jumping situation. I do have an opinion about the second day. I don't think it was necessary. Like I did go the second day and I'm glad that I went the second day, but had I known what it was going to be like, I wouldn't have gone the second day. I think it was more of a curiosity thing the second day. A lot of people were going, oh yeah, it's a lot more chill and stuff. Well, yeah, there was half the people. And the cars weren't interesting. I mean, it was mostly the air cooled cars were pretty much, it was half the same air cooled cars. And then a bunch of water pumpers that were like, okay, whatever. Cause water pumpers, I love water pumping Porsches. I do love them.
Yeah.
But I could give a rat's butt about looking at almost any of them. There's no water pumper car that's going to make me go, wow. But, it was, again, these shows are about the people and the stuff and, you know, that you're hanging out with and everything. And I feel like everyone was at but everyone was there the first day. And that was, it's that excitement. You're going in there. You have no idea what to expect. Like when we rolled up, I did a live cast on Instagram. You can check it out on the Drifos Nation Instagram page. So, you know, I put it up live while we're like driving out there and getting there. Yeah. And as you turn the corner and you see all these cars, they have staged. Like I was kind of like, oh crap. Like I was trying to like not go, this sucks, because it wasn't that I was worried about waiting in line. My first impression was this is how they're doing it. Just rows of cars in this stupid parking lot. I'm like, no way. But I held off. I'm like, this, okay. Something's weird. I can't say that I love this, but then I realized that they were just staging and determining, okay, you go this way, you go that way. And I totally understand how much of a pain in the butt it is to ingest hundreds of cars for a car show. We do it every year. Yeah. Not to this scale, but you know, I totally get that. Yeah. So, then you're kind of like
nightmare.
The logistic nightmare, and they had tons of people there to facilitate it and make it, it went very smooth. Like you said, I didn't have to wait at all. But Dwayne, who was right behind me, waited 45 minutes before his car was staged.
I did too.
Yeah. So, and then the fact that there were two sections would be about the only criticism, because we didn't even leave the section we were in because there was a big, huge sign that said exit.
Right.
You know, which meant, okay, you're leaving. It took us a while to figure out that you're supposed to go through that exit, walk across another parking lot and go to the other side where there's a whole other show that frankly was kind of the better side of the show. That was a more curated area.
Way better.
Yeah, way better. So we were in the cheap seats as per usual. I mean, Patrick Long said, oh, there's the Vegas guys, put them over in the shithole. fine, whatever. It was great. Here's the reason why I would rather have been in the good section rather than that good section. Not because, oh, whatever, I want to be higher status, but they had better, they were ready with coffee. They had a really cool coffee stand on the main side, whereas our side, I'm sitting there going, are you open? They didn't have power. They had nothing. It's like
they were taking coffee orders and they didn't have power yet.
You know, like I remember Luft 5 ran out of coffee by 8 o'clock. So at least these guys had multiple coffee options. But they never have the coffee thing right. Come on, don't they know? It was just a ton of fun. It was so rad. We had we put those, the Porsche Moo-Moos on that had the Dirt Guy Porsche podcast on the back and Bid Nerds on the front.
They were mechanics aprons, right? Yeah. And like an industrial gray. They had the Bid Nerd logo on the front and the Dirt Guy podcast on the back. And the thing, you know, jokes on everybody else, it was super easy for us to keep our group together because we could find one another all the time. So that was awesome.
That's true. Well, you know, and it looked like the place looked kind of like a prison yard. It was like we were at Alcatraz. It's just like I was looking at all the pictures of us and I'm just like, oh my God, we all look like we're we're having social time, and then we got to go back to our, so we're in Gen Pop, you know, at Luft Cult. Really great time.
Go back to that photo. Okay. Because for the people that didn't go, so this place, they used to work on submarines, and that tower behind us in the photo that you just cropped out of, if you can crop back, that's the submarine tower buried in the ground there. It's kind of hard to tell from that perspective, but if you look at photos,
here's the wings of the sub tower, and this is the actual tower.
It's amazing. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff there. I do think it was a decent backdrop. JP, while I was there and thinking of where your studio is and where you and Rochelle live in the Arts District, I could totally imagine them throwing a Life is Beautiful in San Francisco at Mare Island, given the parameters of the grounds that we had there and all the different big industrial rooms that they could have different music tents in. I could totally see them doing something like that there. Could you imagine that being pulled off there?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's an interesting tactic that Patrick Long, I think the one thing that he kind of figured out and he probably knows is how persnickety and how big a stick up their asses the LA scene have, right? And he knew that probably a big chunk of LA people weren't going to be there, which is why I think they chose such a large venue. I don't have any criticism of the venue. I think the venue was great. It's really cool backdrop. But the main area where we just showed the picture with the submarine and everything like that, if I were running it, if I were Patrick Long, I would have said, you know what? Fewer cars, just like usual, and only have done the main area. I don't think I would have bothered with the second side. But he did the second side so that he could get more cars in, which from a strategic point, he needed to say yes to more people to get them to travel the further distance because a lot of the people that submitted probably wouldn't have come if their car weren't in. There's even people here from Vegas that are like, oh, if my car's not in, I'm not going. It's like, shut up, you're an idiot. Still go. The fact that you know, because that was kind of a thing where your car's really, I mean, there were so many dang cars that it just didn't really feel like if your car was in, it wasn't special. Well, like where my car was, I was just in a row of cars on the water, and it was neat. But, you know, it was definitely like, I'd rather be over there or rather be over there or whatever. Yeah. And I, you know, the second day just pulled up and parked across the street. I didn't park in their designated parking area. So, you know, but that's because there were half the people there, you know. I just don't think you really saw anything worth going to the second day other than friends. And I didn't see anyone on the second day that I didn't see on the first day, except for one exception, Solomon. Was the Paul Kramer and I should say a couple of people in Solomon. Yeah. Because they were on that run.
They were on the rally.
They were on a rally. So I think the show would have been more special if the cars were more exclusive as they usually are and more specifically curated in that first area over there by the sub tower, because that area was freaking dope. And then they should have just made the area where there was the second area just a parking area, because then the parking area would have been cool, and people that were in just the parking had been not charged us $80 or $60 or whatever it was to be in the show. I mean, that was silly. And this whole thing of having a second pass that doesn't go with your car, you know, these are just silly criticisms. Overall, the show was great. It was an absolute blast. Kudos to Patrick. I didn't see any like hitches. Like I didn't see anything go wrong. All what I'm talking about are just strategic things and you know, again, just kind of post-mort. And I can see an argument for everything against every point that I've made there that would be legitimate. But you know, overall, again, fantastic time. And all the people that we wanted to be there were pretty much there. The people from LA that didn't show up, I'm kind of like, you know what? With the exception of Ben the professor. Ben didn't make it, and we would love to have seen him. But everyone else from LA that didn't make it, you know, just stay in LA. Screw you. You know, I'm glad you didn't come, honestly. For all the people that were like, hey, jump the shark. This thing did not jump the shark. This thing was a good time. This thing was a celebration of Porsche. One more thing that I want to say too is that how many people did you hear from that were like, "Oh, I'm not going to this. I'm going to go to Rennsport." What are you talking about? Why would you choose one over the other? This isn't about one or the other. It's
no.
Do this, and then 6 months later, come back and do the other one. They're two different things.
Absolutely.
It's like saying, oh, I'm going to go see Star Wars, but I'm not going to go see some other movie. I mean, that doesn't have any. They're two different movies. Shut up.
Yeah.
Enjoy everything. Your friends are here. We just had such a good time, and thanks so much for all of you guys who came up and said something to us, you know, recognize us from the show,
or, yep.
you know, saw the Porsche Moo-Moos and came up and talked about it. It was just so much fun.
A lot of Bid Nerd love. You and I were in Works for Union in Monterey last year, and we met a guy named Jerome while we were standing in line to get some food. And Jerome goes, "Oh, the Bid Nerds," and totally said hi and introduced himself. He did the same thing. We ran into him again at that bar, right across from the submarine, right? The bar.
Yeah.
And he said hi again. So that was really cool. And lots of people saw the logos and reached out and said, what's up. So yeah, the whole thing was super, super cool. In the end, the cars are incidental, and it is about connecting with friends, which makes the whole idea that like there was a big missing contingency of the LA Porsche crowd so interesting. It's like, if this is about meeting friends, does that mean you don't have any friends outside of LA because you knew your friends weren't going, so you didn't come up to party with all the rest of the people? I mean, what could sound more LA than that? I just really,
that whole too cool to be whatever is just so lame. Yeah. So lame.
Right. Oh, a Lufthansa in San Francisco would be pedestrian and not worth the trip. You missed out. The show was pretty awesome.
And we're better off without you. Thanks for not coming. If you didn't, if you chose not to come to this show, thank you for not coming. We were all better off without you. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, because we had nothing but love from everybody. We had such a great time. I was kind of worried that the P-Car Market guys were going to be there and come up and beat me up or something like that, but they weren't there, so that was nice. we had a great time. I don't know. Like a true Luft weekend, it really was a true Luft weekend. There were, you know, your run. What did we call that run? Are we just going to call that the Deeb run? Was that the inaugural Deeb run?
Sure.
Why not? Or the wreck the front of your car run. The pit stop barbecue that you pulled off was so good.
Thank you, Yuri. Thank you,
Rocky. My only problem with that was that, you know, after driving all day and then driving to our Airbnb that was in the middle of nowhere, down another twisty road and then down
up a twisty road,
twisty road and then down a dirt road for about a mile, Matthew Weitzel was like, hey, him and I were at the Airbnb and we'd driven all day and we're like, okay, now we're going to drive back to the city to go do your party. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting in my old 911 and doing all that again.
Yeah.
Sitting in traffic. So he was cool enough to volunteer. He had his truck. He had trailered his car down.
Yeah.
His 914. So then we get in his big, huge super diesel. I don't even know what it is. Some Dodge Supermax, whatever they call those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just cush as hell, but in traffic and all the, you know, it's jacked up and all the body roll and stuff like that. By the time we got to your barbecue, you had this amazing spread of ribs and chicken barbecue and just beans and like, I just wanted to eat it all. But all I could do was go, I need seltzer water and maybe a piece of bread, because my stomach was in knots. I was so nauseous. So I ate like 10 rolls or something like that. And
oh,
I didn't have
my
any
God,
of the,
that's so funny.
The good stuff, but it looked so good. So kudos to you guys for having just an amazing spread. And of course the venue just looked so cool, all the cool cars there and everything. And all the people that were there. I mean, you know, that was the first time we saw Mauricio for the weekend and Shoddy and all the locals.
Absolutely.
And so gosh dang, what a fun time. We're just great memories made. And that's what makes Luft Cult weekend. It isn't just Luft Cult. It's always all the other things that happen around it. All the silliness with the good vibes bullshit, you know, that was going on. You know, it looks like those guys, there was a lot of great people that went out and did that stuff too. We saw other runs when we were going up the coast, groups of people doing own thing. There were lots of people doing their own things, and that's really what makes it great. That was kind of our gripe with the Good Vibes thing, is that they were trying to consolidate all, you know, everything into one. It's like, no, that's what's great about Luft Weekend, is the options, is all the different things to choose from. Variety is better. You really pulled it off, Michael D. Great job. Great. You were a fantastic host.
I'd put it out there to the group and curious to know what you think. Like, maybe we should try to get together with everybody over Rennsport weekend later this year.
For sure.
I think that'll be fun. Yeah. Monterey, everybody's got a million things to do, and there's already a million things happening. I don't need to create something during Monterey week just because we're in the Bay Area. But I think over Rennsport, it'd be kind of fun if we could organize a dinner. And that'd be really fun. And if you can come out early, maybe we do a little drive too.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'll bring a car that's higher off the ground.
You can bring your 964 convertible. The weather will be perfect for that car out here at that time.
Mauricio hooked me up with some 964 Corral passes. So definitely looking forward to that. That's the thing to look forward to. And then don't forget Vegas Auto Fest here in Las Vegas on the 16th of September. That's just a couple weeks before Rennsport Reunion. So if you really want to make September be the best automotive month of your flipping life, make plans to be here in Las Vegas for Auto Fest and then make your way over to the Bay Area for Rennsport Reunion. And then, I don't know, maybe sometime over the summer we'll do something else. You know, we're probably going to do a big event here in the Container Park for SEMA, which will be at the end of October. So
are they going to let you park cars this time?
I'm going to make this happen. I think it's about like starting the process sooner. We kind of hit it with them late last time, and they were worried about the cars because they're complete morons. But I think that's just, you know, I need to be persuasive and get in there and just kind of demonstrate that they're worries were not founded. So
JP, I'm out of touch. Remind me and everybody else when SEMA is, what time?
It's at the end of the month. I'm sorry, not the end of this month. It's at the end of October, beginning of November. It's usually
November,
swing month. Yeah. So,
all right.
So there it is. Fun. All right, guys. Were you at Luft? Did we miss you? Did we see you? Say hello again in the comments below. That was just a quick Luft Cult recap. Send us some pictures. Tag us if you got any pictures of the nerds. And we will see you tomorrow, and we'll talk about cars this time, like we usually do. No!
Get those nerds!